USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While the United States believes that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could happen at any moment, the Kremlin insists that it is not looking to invade Ukraine. This comes as the Russian military reported pulling back troops, but NATO says it sees no signs of Moscow actually decreasing its military presence. Senator John Cornyn joins Fox News to discuss a standoff.
I think Putin sees an opportunity because he senses weakness. And the only thing he respects and will deter him is strength and unity among the United States and our allies.
Companies that exploit the ongoing supply chain issues may face prosecution by the Justice Department. The DOJ has launched an initiative specifically looking for companies colluding with competitors to fix prices or wages. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, we're here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. I have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip, and I've been using that too, and I'm so pleased. I tell people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
President Biden spent part of his day in Lorain, Ohio, talking about how the bipartisan infrastructure deal will benefit the country. The president saying through the bill, good-paying union jobs will be created, making the middle class larger.
We're reinvesting in our economy and in our people. Reclaiming our leadership and creating millions of jobs for building a better America.
The president also pledging $1 billion to help clean up the Great Lakes. A new study is casting doubt on ethanol's climate benefits.
Corn-based ethanol added to gasoline actually creates more harmful emissions than normal gasoline. That's according to the National Academy of Science. The five-year study, partially funded by the National Wildlife Federation and the U.S. Department of Energy, found that ethanol is at least 24% more carbon-intensive than gasoline.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
COVID cases continue to plummet across the country. Nationwide, the U.S. is now averaging roughly 140 new COVID cases per day, a 64% drop over the past 2 weeks. The pace of new infections is also declining in every state. As far as where things go from here and if we can expect to have COVID tests around next year, Dr. Tom Inglesby is a senior White House advisor on COVID. He tells MSNBC,
I do think that COVID testing will be an important part of our program for the foreseeable future. So yes, I think next winter, COVID tests are going to continue to be important. We hope that the level of disease will be much lower than it was this winter, but we're going to be prepared for that. And testing is going to remain important if you have COVID symptoms, or if you've been exposed to someone with COVID, or if you're going to be around people who are very vulnerable. COVID tests are going to remain very important for the foreseeable future.
Uber is issuing a new driver survey that shows New York City passengers are the rudest in the country. The survey says Big Apple passengers are sloppy, late, and discourteous to drivers. The rideshare company's survey also gives riders in Seattle, Washington, D.C., and Boston low marks. It also shows that the nicest Uber customers are in San Antonio, St. Louis, Nashville, and Salt Lake City. More news and archives of newscasts can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.